Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on oneness. It's kind of the ultimate, where you're one with the universe, and even one with everybody on the planet, and every being in the universe, where all information is known and available to you. It's where we're all headed, right? And there's many ways you can use sound to get there. So we're going to be talking about that. The intention is that we may all return to that place where we're one with the universe, where we're all one. Before we get started, though, let's tell you about some of the things happening at the Institute. We do have our next semester at the Institute. Yes, we're doing it live at the Institute with limited to 10 people. It starts on Wednesday. We're just doing Monday and Wednesday nights with the classes that are best done at the Institute, which are experiential and blissful, and where you play with all our different instruments. Those are on Monday and Wednesday nights. And then the rest, the lectures are going to be online. So we're doing it half and half, right? If you're local, you can come in. We also do the whole sound healing certificate program online completely as well. So you can start on September 12th is the next start time. We start about every other week for the online classes, whereas the classes at the Institute start every semester. So the next start time wouldn't be until late January. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, with perspective from about 14 different instructors. It's really profound. It's really about understanding how the universe works based on vibration. Also, how to get really peaceful over and over. We do many meditations that get you just to a profound state of stillness. So that becomes a norm in your system, which makes you way more healthy, way more creative. And it's peace is really a portal to oneness as well. We also teach many skills and techniques for you to be able to do this as a practice, even a lot of skills that you could do online these days as well. So that's our certificate program in sound healing. We also have our audio recording program, which is completely separate. We teach you how to use, you know, Pro Tools, or you can, if you use other digital audio workstations, that's fine as well. And we teach you recording, mixing, and producing. We just started. You could actually jump into the semester online there. We don't have another start date scheduled right at the moment for at the Institute. We're just doing it online. But it works actually even better online because you can see my screen. You can see what I'm doing in Pro Tools. You can hear what I'm doing in stereo over Zoom. And then you get a video of the class so you can watch it over and over. And you have to do your own homework on your own program. Right. So the classes, you can find all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com, whether it's recording or sound healing. We also have a big event coming up. We have our ninth International Sound Healing Conference. It's going to be online this time, of course, for obvious reasons, right? And it's going to be November 11th through the 14th. The cool thing is, you know, what a lot of people have said about our conferences, which are just profoundly fun, is that we're going to be doing a lot of experiential work. So each talk that the presenters will be doing is going to be, we're going to have sound, actual sound before, like 10, 15 minutes of sound before they actually present. So you'll be able to get in the zone really big time, right? And we have some really major presenters this time. We're just scheduling everybody. So we don't have the website up yet, but it should be up within a week here. So it'll be at globesoundhealingconference.com. And it's free. That's the cool thing. It's a regular summit, which is free, you know, and then you can pay if you want to upgrade or get packets from people, or if you want to get videos of every of all the presentations, right? So the whole thing is free. It's very cool. So again, that's November 11th through the 15th, right? So we also have our sound therapy center, where we have a wide range of treatments. The main treatments we do is we can find your home note where you're at peace. So you can, we then give you a CD so you can get back to that place of peace and stillness whenever you like, right? Oh, let me share my actual video here. I don't have my video on. I was wondering why I wasn't seeing myself. There you go. Okay. Now you can see me as well. Okay. We also have a voice analysis that we do where we find exactly what's wrong with you, right? We do many questions into our software, Voice Analysis Harmony, which we sell, by the way. And we see what frequencies are missing, and then we give you a CD in that key. This is based on the research from Kay Thompson, where she did voice analyses on people in hospitals over 20 years and found different patterns. We're also working to find a pattern for the virus as well. You know, so there's a lot of, it's really effective and a lot of potential. We also, at the Institute, we do a combo treatment where we do bowls and sound table and tuning forks and a whole range of sound on you. So we actually do that live. And then we also can do a chakra treatment. We can do the chakra treatment online as well. We go through a lot of questions and then focus on harmonizing each chakra back into harmony. There's quite a few other treatments you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. And then we also have our store at soundoflove.com. And we've got all types of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. There's 300 products in there. We have all my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, my recording books as well. We also have videos, some really beautiful nature videos, and the sound tables and sound loungers, which are, oh my God, oh my God. They are amazing. They are completely transformative. You know, we have one guy in Colorado that's using them to actually work on first responders. He's got contracts with 75% of the police stations. And whenever they have a crisis, he drives out with his van and puts them on the sound lounge. And crisis means about to commit suicide, right? He's saved over 150 lives now. We're now setting up, by the way, separate from the store, we're now setting up that system in California. And then we want to set it up across the United States as well. And so we're going to be meeting with Ed, who set up this system in Colorado Monday morning, actually, this Monday morning. If anybody's interested in working with first responders, you know, call me or email me, David at Sound Healing Center, or 415-777-2486. We're also starting to work on a system for prisons. So if anybody happens to be interested in that, you can give me a call as well. We're also going to be setting up, we've already set up the Sound Education Association to bring sound into schools for kids, right? And we, as you probably know, we've got a $100,000 grant to create a curriculum. We've created over 2,500 exercises based around sound and vibration and music and geometry. And we've come up with a homeschooling site, which still under construction, but it's almost there. And that is soundeducationcenter.com. But we want to bring it into the mainstream, into public and private schools around the world. So if you know, if you're interested in helping with that, or know anybody that's interested, you can also contact us as well for the Sound Education Association. And we're setting up the Sound Medical, the Medical Sound Association. We'll have the website ready in about a week. And that's where we're coming up with treatment plans for every disease in the world, for hospitals, for the medical side, not just getting people blissed out and healings happen spontaneously, which happens all the time, but very specific treatments for specific issues with different frequencies, combinations of frequencies, and musical flows. We'll sneak in the energy work as well, right? So if you're interested in the Medical Sound Association, you can contact me, david@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. Oh boy, so much going on these days. Okay. So oneness. Oneness. It's interesting. When before we're born, we were one with the universe, right? And probably up till one, we're still connected, crown open. Babies totally have crown open. So it's not like this is a new place. It's like we're just remembering where we were in this profound state of bliss, where there's also indescribable love. Yeah, again, if you haven't done the YouTube videos where all the people that have had near-death experiences, you could do a night and watch them all. They normally go through the tunnel and into the light, and then they go, oh my God, I was one with the universe, and there was indescribable love there. I find it interesting that people report when they're one with the universe, there's indescribable love. I think, what's going on here? Right? I mean, it's okay, what would make sense is, okay, we are part of a larger being who is the essence of universal love. And when we just tap into that larger being that we are a part of, then, you know, he or she or it is running universal love. So we just get it. Indescribable love. I mean, indescribable. It's really, really cool. It's interesting. Over the last 10 years, we've been asking people what it's like when they're one with the universe. And it's interesting. First, I'll say, okay, how many of you have been one with the universe? And often, I mean, at open houses, it's less than a quarter. In classes, sometimes it actually gets up to half of the people, which is a lot, right, have been one with the universe. But then when I ask, how many of you can access it at will? The percentage goes way down, right? Although most people that have been one with the universe can, or a lot of people can access it just by tapping into it, right? It's kind of like after you know how to ride a bicycle, as you just do it, right? So, but what I really want to be able to do is teach people how to do it without that have never done it, right? Because that's the tricky part. If you don't know how to do it or you've never done it before, it's tricky to access, right? There's one way is just to tap into somebody that's actually there, right? And just resonate with them, right? Sometimes we go to satsang and sit with people that are, you know, running that energy, right? But there's few techniques that can be really helpful. The main two I want to talk about and actually do, well, the first one is, and we'll just talk about this briefly, is when you're one with the universe, your brain is actually vibrating in a rhythm that is between 4 and 8 cycles per second. 4 would be like mum, 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 mum. 8 would be double that. Mum, 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 mum. And everybody's rhythm is a little bit different in their brain when they're one with the universe or in the zone at all, right? So what you can do is actually find a person's natural rhythm when they're in the zone, which is not too hard to do if people can get in the zone at all, right? It's a little trickier when people can't get in the zone at all, but I think we can still do it because we can try all different rhythms. So anyway, we then find that rhythm where you are naturally vibrating in your brain when you're one with the universe. And that will help you get there. It's just like another, just a little, you know, one little step, and you are bing, right? Bing. It's interesting. When I'm one with the universe, and different people have different experiences, quite different experiences. When I'm one with the universe, it's almost like I see this whole bubble of light in the room that sometimes expands through the whole universe. It's just this bubble of light. And it's not a singular focus at all. And that's really important, because this is another avenue to be able to access it. When you're worried about something, you're in the prefrontal cortex and one part of the brain going, how can I fix this? How can I fix this? Oh, well, I can't believe what they did to me. I can't believe it. You know, it's like you are on focused on one thing and only one little part of your brain is working, right? But when you go into oneness, your whole brain works. So whenever you tune into more than one thing at a time, you actually go into theta. So you can use this as a way of accessing this state, to tune into multiple things at once. One of the simplest is this. Let's do a little exercise. Okay, focus on one spot in front of you. Choose a spot and just look at that one spot. Now, tune in to the whole room simultaneously. Open up your peripheral vision and see the whole room at once. That's it. You've now gone into theta, right? Now, the coolest thing or easiest is nature. Nature is totally designed to take us into theta, basically into oneness, right? So if you look at any view, it's amazing as to how effective it is to getting you into that place of oneness. This is actually a photograph from my front door, right? Not only a view, but also sparkles on the water. Right? Where all of a sudden you're seeing waves of light going across the sparkles instead of, and different patterns going across, you know, you totally are in theta. Even just all the branches of a tree, right? Or a field of grass. Nature is so good at taking us into this wider perspective where we're seeing multiple things at once. It has it down, right? It's really good at it. Also, oh my God, things that are flowing. Check this out. This is like a really good portal. Here is simply a river. This is actually at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. Check this out. Watch this. Go ahead and watch this a minute. Yeah, I mean, even the sound does it because it's so complex, right? That it's like many little bubbles, you know, it's like hundreds of little bubbles. So even if you're just listening to this, it still works. But watch it as well if you're watching. I could just watch that all day. It's a little, it's like, just go into another realm, right? With all the little light on the water. It's just incredible. Nature has it down for getting us out of that single pointed frequency. prefrontal cortex. It's really, really wonderful, right? But also, all the sound healing instruments do this. Probably the best example is the gong. The gong has so many frequencies in it that it's like you just relax and you hear them all and you totally go into theta because it's multiple things at once. Or all the harmonics on a crystal bowl, all the low frequencies and the high frequency, or a bunch of crystal bowls. You get like, you know, seven or even three or four crystal bowls going at once. It's like, whoa, there's so much going on. Your brain isn't able to focus on one thing anymore, and it goes into theta and just relaxes, and that's the same state as oneness, right? It's basically the same. It's interesting. It's not exactly the same. There seems to be one little trigger that needs to happen to take you right over the edge. So you can be in theta, but it seems like I don't know how to explain it, but it's like an aspect of spirit, right? It's like all of a sudden, it's like you're in this zone and it's like all of a sudden there's light just pops in and opens up. It could be, you know, who knows? It could be higher beings that open the portal, but it's just this one little further step where all of a sudden it's like you are one with the whole universe, right? We're gonna practice that in just a minute, just a bit, right? Okay. Oh my God, I could watch this one all day. Okay. So let's do some exercises where we tune in to more than one thing at a time. Okay. First of all, let's start with gratitude. Okay. So let's bring up gratitude for your physical heart beating 24/7. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feel this gratitude for your physical heart through your whole body, down to every cell. Let this feeling of gratitude surround you like a bubble. Let's go through all of your auras. So you're in this big bubble of gratitude and appreciation for your physical heart beating 24/7, keeping you alive. Thank you. Now, imagine all the people listening right now. We often have hundreds, right? And you're in your bubble, but there's hundreds of bubbles of gratitude listening right now. Some of them may even listen later, but still. So now we've got this whole resonant field of hundreds of bubbles of gratitude. It's this big field. But there's also gratitude on the planet. 400,000 babies born today. That means there's a lot of people in gratitude, a lot of people on the planet live in gratitude, right? So that would be a lot of people. I'm getting a little message here. Let's see what it is. Oh, no, I guess that's not, oh, it's from a friend. That's not our moderator. Okay. So this gratitude is at three different levels. Gratitude, let me get rid of Skype for right now so we don't get those little noises. Okay, cool. Okay, so we got gratitude, your own bubble. Gratitude in the group listening, and gratitude on the planet. So three levels of gratitude. Tune into all three levels of gratitude simultaneously. Your bubble, our group, and the planet. Three things at once. Now, stay tuned into that energy and make the sound of gratitude. Just any sound that feels right for gratitude. You can't get it wrong. Just play with it. Okay. working for me. It's funny. It's funny. Everything kind of gets a little hazy when I go into oneness, right? There's definitely no singular focus. It's like now I kind of like see the peripheral vision of the room quite easily. It's not without even having to try, right? It's like I'm seeing everything at once. Okay. It's interesting. Okay. So that's our first little exercise. Here's another one that can be really cool. There's a song by Deva Premal called Om Namo Bhagavate. And my friend Lumen, L-U-M-I-N, actually recorded the song. And he actually has come up with a way to record thought forms. And this on this song, he actually recorded Deva Premal meditating on transmitting love all the way through the whole song. And then he did a whole nother recording. It takes four computers with like 1,000 tracks of Pro Tools to be able to record one thought form, right? So he recorded her transmitting love. And then a second round he did receiving love. She meditated on that through the whole song. And then being one with the universe, right? So that energy is recorded and bumped up in energy 1,000 times in the background of this song that I'm going to play, right? So, but we're going to do it with her, okay? So now we're going to do, again, three things at once, okay? Transmit love to everybody in the group or even the whole planet. Send out love now, energetically. But imagine everybody in the room who's sending or listening, you're going to be receiving that love as well. Might even be getting some love back from people on the planet, right? So now you're transmitting and receiving, right? Okay. Two things at once. Now, go to a place with your intention where you're one with the universe. Right? Okay. You know what? I just thought of something. I want to switch here. Let's actually do a recording of Tom Kenyon where the Hathors are actually channeling one with the universe. I forgot I had this one. Okay, let me go find it. So, meditations. Okay, so in this recording, Tom Kenyon's actually channeling the Hathors, aliens from Venus that are all about love and light. And they are actually doing the sound of oneness, right? So tune in and then we'll come back to the meditation where we're doing three things at once, right? Little detour here, okay? Okay, this is called A Ethos. It's free recording on Tom Kenyon's site as well. Okay, so this is the Hathors channeling oneness with the universe. So tune in and set your intention to go there. Thank you. Okay. Now you're a little primed. Transmit love. Receive love. Transmit love to the whole group listening and receive it back, or the whole planet. Right? And receive it. And go to that place of oneness, of that energy, where we're one as well. So now we're doing three things. The oneness is one of them. Oh my God. Okay. Transmit, receive, and be one with the universe. Now, run all three of those energies through this whole song, Om Namo Bhagavate, by Deborah Primo, where she is doing it energetically in the background. And it's been recorded, actually, energetically as thought forms. Okay? So transmit, receive, and be one with the universe through this whole song. We'll be in the zone big time. Okay, here it comes. Oh, got it turned down. Let me start over.
Om Namo Namo Bhagavate.
amazing thing about oneness. It's so peaceful, so still. Let's tune in to, I think of it this way. When you're connected to Source or God, it's like you are all frequencies in the universe. Source or God is every frequency, which we are, right? So let's tune in to every frequency in the universe. Okay? Let me walk you through it. Imagine this cosmic array of speakers in front of you that's playing all frequencies of sound at once, simultaneously, from the lowest frequency to the highest, and everyone in between. All of them coming into your body completely harmoniously, like the cosmic Om. All frequencies at once, from the highest to the lowest, and everyone in between. Right? Sit in the center, be still, and feel them all at once. From this cosmic array of speakers, the cosmic home. Like an angel choir at every frequency. There's also frequencies below our hearing range. They're rhythms. They're simply rhythms. We have very fast rhythms, or somewhat fast, na 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 na, or medium, mum mum mum, ma, or slow, mum mum. Or really slow, like the breath, in and out. So add in all of the rhythms from the breaths really slow to really fast rhythms and all the ones in between. Add all those rhythms in to all of the frequencies coming out of these speakers. So now we have all frequencies and all rhythms coming into your body simultaneously. Just sit and feel them all. Multiple things at once. Even slower than the breath, though, we've got the spinning of the earth. One breath in 24 hours. Feel that one and add it in. Even slower is the earth going around the sun. One breath in 365 days. Add that in. Even slower, precession of the equinoxes. One breath in 26,000 years. We just finished the cycle in 2012. It's the Mayan calendar. One breath. In 26,000 years, the tilting of the earth in relation to the stars. Feel that one. How still you got to be. Feel that one. Right? And add it in. Then we have the sun going around the Milky Way. One breath in 200 million years. One cycle in 200 million years. Even the Milky Way is going around something else in a trillion years. Oh my God, feel that one and add it in. So the Milky Way going around, whatever it's going around, the sun going around the Milky Way, precession of the equinoxes, the earth going around the sun, the earth spinning, all of the rhythms from the breath all the way up to all the frequencies of sound from the lowest to the highest, up to the frequency of light, right? Light, really fast vibration, add that in. Even faster is the atom. Fastest we know of is the quark. So coming out of these speakers, cosmic array of speakers, we now have all frequencies in the universe, from the highest to the lowest, from the movement of the quark down to the movement of the galaxies, and everyone in between. Feel all of them simultaneously now. The full range of the entire universe vibrationally, which is God. Now, bring all of those vibrations inside of you, because we are God. We are all frequencies in the universe. Right? And all of us are all of these frequencies in the universe. So in this place, we're all one. Feel that oneness with everybody and everything. We are all frequencies in the universe. And there's indescribable love here. And all is known. From this place, any one frequency would bring us down. I don't want to hear one bowl or any note, right? Very much at all. All frequencies is the best. And from this place, the illusion of separation that we live in is just silly. Just silly. We are truly, at its essence, all one. Everybody. I've got a recording here of a whole group of people toning oneness. Oh, I thought it was going to be right here. Let me go find it. And we practiced holding this energy and then toned it for hours, 2 hours actually. So let me play this recording of one where we're all running the energy of being one with the universe. And if you want to tone along with it, or just stay in this blissful state, as for everybody in this recording was as well. Enjoy. Hold that energy. And go back as often as you can. At least through the weekend. Through the whole week. When working, just take a little break. Through months ahead. Years ahead, until we're all one with the universe in indescribable love from lifetimes and ever. Thank you for listening, and take care.